Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Those damn Pacers. They did it again, Rashad. Can you believe it?
I can.
I was going to say, well, actually, I mean, at this point.
It's one of those things. You kind of do. I almost kind of expected it. That sounds weird. But I kind of expected them to do something like that.
Man, they just let him hang around. Like, they kept him at arm's length the entire game, but you were just waiting for that, like, 8-0 run that went to timeout and the Thunder up by 14 or 15 to then balloon up to a 20, 22, 23-point lead, and that part never came. You had the moments where it's like, okay, Pacers have cut this to 6 or 7, okay. Now the Thunder have it back up to 15. Oh, the Thunder have it back up to 14 or 16, whatever. And that is about as high as they got it. And they just did not have the run, the close factor that they needed. Like, there was many times where I'm like, okay, if they hit a couple three, oh, they missed that one. Like, I think I heard someone say that it was the second worst shooting performance of the season for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You got the box score up. Do you want to tell me the field goal percentage, 3-point percentage for the Thunder?
Yes, the Thunder as a team shot, let's see, 3-point percentage. Oh, they didn't shoot terribly.
What was the field goal percentage?
Oh, their field goal percentage overall was 39.8%.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
From 3-point, they shot 36%, which is not great, but that's, you know, that's pretty, yeah. That's okay.
You need that to be in the.
You want it to be in the 40s. You know, yeah. You want it to be closer to there. But if you told me somebody was a 36% 3-point shooter, you'd be like, okay, like that's not great, but you know, that's whatever. It's acceptable ish, but not this game.
39% though, just from the field in general. That's
not great.
No, it's not great.
And the thing about it is, the Pacers played terribly in this game. For 47 and a half minutes, the Pacers were not good in this game. They had,
oh my God, I mean, Obi Toppin in that first quarter played terrible minutes. They had 19 turnovers in the first half.
How many teams can have 24 turnovers and win a game?
I mean,
19 first half turnovers, 17 in the first quarter, and lose a game.
Yeah.
And win a game, excuse me. That's insane to me. Like, this team, number one, there was a lot of missed shots. Shea missed a lot of shots and, you know, towards the beginning of the game, but after that, like, he kind of found his groove and it was easy from there. But the one thing the Pacers do is they force you into a lot of bad shots.
Well, and
they can do a good job of that. So missing shots on your own definitely doesn't help. And that's the one thing. Like, Jalen Williams missed a bunch of shots, you know, open on his own. You know, Chet obviously didn't have a great game, 2 for 9 from the field. Jalen Williams, 6 for 19, finished with 17, but wasn't a great shooting night, you know. And they're already going to miss some shots. But I think the one thing is, we talk about the activity of the Thunder's defense all the time. Indiana plays similar defense to that. they're always throwing different guys at you. They all got long arms. They're all making sure they get inside passing lanes. I think if they weren't so nervous in that, and even still, with all the turnovers in the first quarter, the score was 29-20. First quarter. That's how the first quarter ended. With all the turnovers and everything, Indiana was still right there.
The first half, I think they were only down 10.
No, the first half going into half, they were only down 10. 19 turnovers and still only down 10. Against a team like OKC, you're down 25.
Excuse me, down 12.
Down 12, excuse me.
But still,
against OKC, with all those turnovers, you're down 30, you know, at that point. And so they stuck around. They continue to fight. They continue to play defense. And Tyrese Halliburton is great when he needs to be. And I think that's the thing I love most about him. We have a lot of superstars in this league, quote unquote, that are great for 3.5 quarters. And then when it gets to the end of the fourth quarter and there's 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, there's a lot of shots, but not a lot of them go in, i.e. a playoff P, right? You know, Anthony Edwards, you know, some of these other guys that are great for three quarters for the most part, but when you need them in the crunch to do something great, not to say that they won't do it, but they can't do it as consistently. Tyrese Halliburton at the end of games is a killer. Absolute killer. He's Reggie Miller. He's Dwayne Wade. He's at the end of the game. You give him the ball, the chances that he's primetime Gilbert Arenas. You give him the ball at the end of the game, more than likely he's going to finish it for you.
Let me read this fourth quarter for you. Field goal percentages, shots made for each team. In the fourth quarter, Indiana Pacers 12 of 24 from the field, 6 of 10 from 3. The Oklahoma City Thunder 7 of 19 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. So one team just turned it on late. One team completely fell apart. And I texted Danny this in the fourth quarter. And he told me that apparently he said this the other day. But I was just like, is it just me? Or does the half-court offense for Oklahoma City at the end of the game, is it just absolutely putrid? It was a lot of Shea bring the ball up. And everybody kind of all just stand around and no movement and just let him go to work.
I got news for you. That's been most of the offense for most of the year.
Yeah, and that's
you know, I think the finals is one of those times that OKC is for as great as they are. How many of us can say that we watched a bunch of OKC games?
Here and there, but
I mean, yeah, they were on TV a lot, right? But that was they're kind of like the Spurs, you know, like we know they're a good team, but and they're fun to watch too, but just like I don't really care as much sometimes. I don't know what it is for
when you're dominating
reason.
Teams every night.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of like it loses some luster, which sounds insane, but that's what happens with good teams. A lot of times people just don't feel like, unless you got a Steph, you know, a LeBron or something like that. And I think Shea is slowly creeping into that area, but this is the first time all of us are seeing really how the Thunder play. And it's very Shea Gilgeous-Alexander centric. He has the ball
took
a lot.
30 shots.
That's the offense.
Just down the end of the game when they were bringing the ball up and then they would get into the half court. It was just a lot of, all right, give SGA the ball and let him go to work and see if he can, you know, generate something for us. And it didn't. Like all the other, and this is the thing about the Pacers too, and I know we got a break, is that they are just conditioned to play a full 48. And it seemed like Oklahoma City was conditioned to play 45 in this game. Like, it was the last few minutes where, again, it was just like they look tired, and all of them.
And let's be honest, outside of Shea, the Pacers match up really well with this OKC squad. Like, outside of, you know, Shea and his ability to do pretty much everything, and I guess Tyrese is kind of a poor man's, you know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander as far as what he's able to do. But outside of that, man, everybody on this team matches up really well with what OKC is able to do. And so I've been saying that from the beginning. Like, the Pacers are almost like a poor man's OKC. So it doesn't shock me that they were able to do this again. Now, they've already stolen home court, you know, from OKC. Now they just have to hold court at home at this point. If they can get one of two of those two at home, this is a series. And they got as good a shot as anybody else to win a championship.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.